And then it's a markup. Now, a person can say, well, if they have the ability with a two-thirds vote to change, that's the only area where I deal with a supermajority, which I don't generally buy into. Now, they will make a change. Now, here's the problem on a change. Some people feel that, well, if they change our initiative, you know, we're going to get mad. And we may not agree with them. So the task is this. The burden can be on us to sue, and that's the final recourse. We may be able to talk them into it. But the burden may be on us to sue them. Now, if you reverse that, and we say that we have final authority, then if we're off the reservation, then the burden, if there's going to be a suit, is going to be on the Electoral Trust. We do not want the Electoral Trust to be in a position to sue anybody to get anything done. So the burden of proof is on us. And that's no different than in the Congress. I think I mentioned to you the other day, I can introduce a bill into Congress, and I may never have another shot at it other than when I testify and when I vote on final passage. And that system was developed over 200 years, and it works pretty well. And that's what we want to try to emulate. We want to try to emulate what works.